Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Ganesh Benzoplast Limited Q3 and FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rishi Pilani, Chairman and Managing Director at Ganesh Benzoplast Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us for the Q3 FY26 conference call. We will initiate the call by taking you through the business highlights for the period under review, after which we will open the forum for question and answers. I hand over the call to Mr. Amar Kamra, the GM Finance and Taxation, to share the quarter numbers with you.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, everyone. So I will share the brief about the numbers of this quarter. On consolidated basis, during the quarter Q3 of financial year 26, the company achieved a total revenue of 1053 million as compared to 892 million for the corresponding quarter in the previous year, with an increase of 18% Y-on-Y. The company earned a profit after tax of 162 million as against 184 million for the corresponding quarter in the previous year, in spite of substantial increase in lease rental provision for JNPT terminal. For 9 months ended financial 2026, the company achieved a turnover of 2999 million as compared to 2744 million in the corresponding period in the previous year, with an increase of 9% Y-on-Y, and the profit after tax increased to 580 million as compared to 513 million in the corresponding period in the previous year, with an increase of 13% Y-on-Y. During 9 months of this current year, the turnover of chemical business of the company increased to 1399 million as against 1254 million in the corresponding period in the previous year, with an increase of 11% Y-on-Y, and the profit before tax increased to 187 million as compared to 137 million in the corresponding period in the previous year, with an increase of 36% Y-on-Y. And the EPS for 9 months of current year increased to 8.06 as compared to 7.12 in previous year. On standalone basis, during the Q3 of financial 26, the company achieved a total revenue of 688 million as compared to 550 million for the corresponding quarter in the previous year, with an increase of 25% Y-on-Y. The company earned a profit after tax of 141 million as against 161 million for the corresponding quarter in the previous year, in spite of substantial increase in lease rental provision for JNPT terminal. For current year's 9 months, the company achieved a turnover of 1874 million as compared to 1578 million in the corresponding period in the previous year, with an increase of 19% Y-on-Y, and the profit after tax increased to 490 million as compared to 466 million in the corresponding period in the previous year, with an increase of 5% Y-on-Y. This is in spite of substantial increase in the lease rental. EPS for 9 months of current year is increased to 6.82 as compared to 6.47 of last year. So this was the highlight for Q3 of financial 26. Now I would like to open the forum for question and answer.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will begin with the question and answer session now. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Bhavesh Patel from Patel Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on good set of numbers. The first question that I have is, now that the LPG joint venture with BW LPG has been terminated and Ganesh Benzo has reclaimed that 4.5 hectares of land at JNPT, can you please provide me a definitive timeline for the planned whatever 150-200 crore capex plan that we have? And are we specifically prioritizing high margin products like ammonia or cryogenic storage?
So, thank you, Bhavesh. So the work has already started on the construction. we are expecting that the first phase will be ready in the first quarter of FY 26-27, and the entire construction will be completed with commissioning by the beginning of FY 27-28.
Okay, that's great. And the next question is around that new and again, very happy and pleased that we have received 51.33 crore order from Reliance Industries for that carbon fiber project that we have. Now, do we want to pivot our infra engineering subsidiary into a larger EPC firm, especially with because, you know, newer ports and closer to Mumbai, we have Vadhavan Port with almost 75,000 crore outlay. So would that both from a storage as well as EPC for storage for at such ports can be considered for our substantial increase in the revenue for subsidiary of GBL Infra?
See, the subsidiary, like I have always explained in my earlier calls, we do a lot of and we prefer to do a lot of customer and strategic EPC works rather than going in the market to do work. So you are right. If there are opportunities to work on port-related infrastructure, tank farms, then yes, this EPC will get involved in it.
Okay. And again, a question which is at our mind, which is Q3 auditor's report was very clean regarding the unauthorized transactions. Can we now consider this legacy issue as closed while the court case continues, or is there any other pending contingency that the balance sheet needs to have and we as investors needs to be aware of?
See, the event happened in financial year 23-24. So for that particular financial year, auditor has already given their comment and it's shown as a contingent liability in the balance sheet. So obviously that is a one-time activity and it cannot be continued as a ongoing next year's audit para and all these things. And obviously, Rishi will give the brief about the what's going on.
So see, the thing is that we have always maintained that there is absolutely no liability that can come on the company based on this, since the company has not authorized any transactions in their official capacity ever. And I agree with you that as far as we as management can see, there is absolutely no chance of any liability coming on the company because of this. Yes, the court cases will continue and we continue to address them legally.
Great. Thank you, Rishi. And probably the last question, any specific action we are taking for increasing Goa utilization while both Kochi and JNPT is doing great?
Yes, we are taking certain approvals to handle a different type of petroleum product there. The approvals are in process right now. So if we get the approvals and we subsequently get the contracts based on those approvals, then yes, Goa utilization will also start looking up.
Fantastic. Thank you very much and best wishes, Rishi.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Anukul from Invest. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I had first question on our margins front. Sir, why have a margin dip on the gross level? If you can just clarify that.
Margin
on the gross level. Our gross margins have declined.
So see, on standalone basis, you can clearly see there is no decline in the rental income of the company. There is increase in the rental income of the company. The margin has been declined due to the increase in the lease rental. Yeah. So if you will compare, so on standalone console basis, I will give the example. Like the December 2025 console basis, the revenue is 1053 million. As against there was a revenue of 892 million in corresponding quarter of last year. So there is increase in the revenue. At the same time, there is increase in the profit after tax. If we exclude the substantial increase in the lease rental, then the profit after tax would be around 19 crore instead of 15.17 crore. So we have maintained that number. It's not a declining one, because this lease was due, and it, this year we have taken the provision of that lease rental, substantial lease rental increase there. So there is a, if you exclude that thing, then obviously there is a increase in the profit only. So there is no decline actually. Chemical engineers, so because you can see the segment wise, chemical has performed well. From 14 crore, it went to 18 crore in the 9 month period. And this LSP division also, it is able to maintain the profit even though there is a substantial increase in the lease rental.
Got it, sir. So if you can just quantify how much of the provision have we taken in?
Yeah. So previously we were taking a lease rental provision of 2 crore for the full year for one of the plot, old plot. And now that has been reset to some 24 crore. So there is an increase of almost 22 crore for the full year. And this is the first year where such a substantial increase has happened. So that is the quantum.
I think last call you mentioned that 8 crore hit we had taken for the increase in lease expense. And so how much have we taken in for this quarter particularly?
So for total year, it's a 24 crore. So proportionately for 9 months, we have taken that amount, like 17-18 crore, which was previously 2 crore for full year. So this is the difference between the lease rental of previous year and the current year.
Understood, sir. So, sir, so in this EBITDA margins of 21-22% odd, will this be the new normal going forward, or will it inch up further?
See, EBITDA margin almost we are maintaining on the similar level, like 50-51% for rental income. For chemical, EBITDA margin is around 15%. So obviously that trend will continue.
See, we are obviously, the increase in lease rental does not mean that there is a there will be a small period where you will have to catch up your rentals, which is your income rental, to catch up with the increase in the lease rental. So that process is going on. This year we are pushing our customers to increase the rentals even more than what they usually do, so that we can start covering up this increase in what has happened in the lease rental.
That's why you are seeing that even after providing this 17 crore of extra liability, still there is no much difference between the PAT numbers. Some 1 or 2 crores lesser than the corresponding 9 month period of last year. So that is covering up.
But still, what you are saying is correct, that the catch-up cannot be overnight, it will be over time, but I would not expect the EBITDA margins to remain where they are. I would expect that again they will slowly start climbing up to the previous levels. I hope that answers your question.
Yes, definitely, sir. So one more question I had, that we have recently taken a Reliance EPC work. So is Reliance offering lower margin business, or how are the margins on that front?
So in any EPC business, you expect a margin range of anywhere between 5 to 10%. Usually that's the norm. And we expect that this contract will be in those lines also.
Okay, so this being a low margin, so why have we taken this work? Like, anything you can
I if you go through my previous calls, what we do is we use these opportunities very selectively to create different type of requirements and things for the infra business to support. Reliance is storing a lot of products with us. They are looking to expand their storage business with us, and as a support to them to understand, build better customer relationships. You take these calls. I mean, as long as you make some money, you don't make every money, but every business cannot make the same money, but as long as you're making money and you're building better relationships with your clients, what's the harm?
Got it, sir. So, are we expecting any sort of good, more work order from Reliance going forward? Like, will it get in a good synergy for us?
I mean, that's what we hope. Is there anything committed on paper? No. But you always have this thing that, when you are working with a company on multiple levels, then obviously you become their first choice for storage, and that is what we aim for.
Got it, sir. Got it, sir. So, when you had mentioned that that the margins would inch up to the previous level. So, any specific timeline as to when this will inch up, preferably in 1 year's time or 2 years' time, if you can just highlight that?
Ideally, I would like it to inch up tomorrow. but very difficult to say.
This call is
how? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes.
So very, very, very difficult to say whether it is 1 year or 2 years, but all we would imagine that our hope would be that within 2 years we catch up to those margins.
Got it, sir. Lastly, sir, I have a few questions on the CapEx front. So, what's the progress of our CapEx on A-class tanks that we started with, and when will the numbers start reflecting for this?
I answered this same question on the first call. I said that we are expecting that we should get our 50% of the capacity ready. We are approximately expanding by 1 lakh KL, so we are expecting that about 50% to 40 to 50% of the capacity should be ready by the first quarter of next year, and the balance should be ready by first quarter of the year after that.
Understood. And sir, what is the incremental revenue we are expecting from this?
So, our estimate is that we should be, once the full capacity is commissioned, we should have a range of approximately 45 to 50 crores of additional top line due to this.
And what would be the margins for this incremental revenue?
I mean, since we are expanding on the same site, we would expect that the EBITDA margins for this one would be close to 65 to 70%.
In fact, I can expect up to 75% also, more than 75%.
Okay. Understood, sir. And this last question, we also had CapEx plans for ammonia or for bullets. Any updates on that? I think we had planned for around 400 crores
capex
for this. Any updates on that?
No, so we've kept the land aside in JNPT for looking at these opportunities, but as of now, there is no plan for that.
All right, got it, sir. Yes, that answers my question, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Anukul.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Rekha Multani from Sunil and Rekha Associates and Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. As one of the minority shareholders who have 60% in the company, I wanted to circle back on the dividend question. You mentioned in your last call that you confirm on this call on the dividend payout. just checking back on that.
Yeah, so we have we are looking at starting dividend payouts from the first quarter of next year. So that means in the quarter of April to June, from that we are going to start dividend.
We are thinking about that because there are practical difficulties also, like physical shareholding and all these things. So we are sorting out all those things, and then obviously in the coming upcoming AGM we'll take that agenda, and we are thinking on that.
But you should expect that from that quarter we should start giving some dividend.
So it will be a quarterly dividend payout, is that, or is it like
obviously it will be yearly only, but we're going to start from that quarter.
Yeah.
Okay, so for the 25-26 financial year, that's the dividend payout that you are talking about.
So obviously you know that in the...
No, not for 25. So what we are saying is that the dividend will kick in from 26-27. So, but you will expect that from that quarter the dividend scheme will start.
Actually, you know what is the procedure. In the audited accounts, you need to provide the dividend scheme, correct? Then there should be AGM approval of shareholders for the approval, and that AGM happened generally in September 2026. So ideally, if we are planning for the dividend of current year, then it's to be approved in the AGM of 2026 September. So that is the logic actually.
So that's what you're saying, right? 25-26 dividend, which is approved in September.
So, Rekha ji, I just would like to clarify what we are saying is that the dividend will start from next year and it will be for the next year. But it will start from next year onwards.
And
thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Gautam Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for allowing me to speak. Firstly, I'd like to thank Mahesh Palani ji for his services over the years to the company. I wish him strength and wellness. Sir, Rishi ji, to the company, I want to ask a few questions about the strategy of the company. I have been attending the call for the past 3 quarters and there hasn't been much improvement because we have been saying that we'll do something for the land that was allotted to us. So firstly, I'd like to know on the strategy of the company. Our Honorable PM addressed the nation and he himself said that they want to shift the country's energy needs and reach a target of 15% from LNG. And he quote-unquote mentioned that there will be a big opportunity for shipping vessels and terminal operators. So what are we doing on that? Secondly, I'd like to say that 2 quarters back I mentioned that Reliance Industries annual report is filled with green hydrogen. And now Kandla port has been selected and there has been production and export for green hydrogen will be starting next year. And this week only the prices for green hydrogen came at around $3 per kg. So are we looking to tap that opportunity also?
Gautamji, first you have to understand that your company is not an LNG business. So okay. There may be a shift to LNG, I'm sure, and there may be opportunities in that sector, I'm not denying that, but we are not an LNG focused company. That's a totally different set of investors and a set of companies who run that. Secondly, regarding green hydrogen, see, we are not into production or distribution of green hydrogen also. The best we can do is we can store liquid products or gaseous products, and yes, if there is any opportunity where something opens up for hydrogen storage somewhere and we see an opportunity in that, yes, we can always look at that. But the price of green hydrogen coming in at $3 per kg is not material to us because we don't trade or manufacture green hydrogen. That's not our business.
No, I mean that if the prices go down, then there must be shift in the market also that we'll be using, the industry will be using green hydrogen or shifting to green hydrogen or green ammonia. So there will be a need for terminals for that also. That's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So if you mean that, then there is a, that's why if you know, I've already said that we've kept the land aside for that. But all these are long gestation periods. We are always looking out for opportunities that if there is a way to get ammonia tank or cryogenic tank for LPG in, that's we have not lost that vision, if that's what your question is.
Okay, my another question is, I don't want to name the company, okay, but the industry leader is going really fast. They are following the policy of pearls of terminals along the vast coastline of India, but we are not looking at that. We are just focusing on GNP. That is good also, but do we at the board level, have you discussed that we need to bring a strategic partner to strengthen the balance sheet so that we can also do some acquisitions of already constructed terminals or ask for new land at different ports so that we can expand at a rapid pace?
No, as of now, there's not been any such discussion on board level.
Okay. Thank you, that's it for my time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of our next question comes from the line of Vishal Prasad from VP Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. So Rishi, I have two questions. I have seen that EPC, we have got two projects recently. So are we trying to focus on EPC or it's just one off?
See, Vishalji, I just answered this question that we look at EPC as a very, very strong component to support our LST division. So if you see that the projects that we do are with our customers and related to our, or they are related to our liquid space. So as of now, that's the only focus this company has.
Right. And what kind of margin we are looking at in these projects?
So usually it's between 5-10% margins.
5-10. Okay. And second question is, so I was trying to figure out the area of the two lands that we have in the NPT. Somehow I could not find it for the old land that we have. So can you help me with the total area of the old land?
What do you mean old land?
I mean, there are two lands that we have. One was we bought recently. And one we have been...
So the approximate area of the parcels that we have before is 19 acres.
Okay.
And the new one is approximately 11 acres.
11. Okay. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Bhavish Patel from Patel Investment. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again, Rishiji. My question is about currently we are almost debt free. So basically our funding of the capex should not be a problem, but in case you have any ideas on that. And then are we looking at any other further increasing the debt so as to do large strategic projects or anything that you are thinking at the board level for the next 2-3 years?
So, yes, see, we always, increasing the debt is not, is something that we can do, depending if we see the opportunity to do that and get an acquisition that gives a good ROI, then yes, definitely we can look at increasing debt in the company.
Sure, but at this point in time, you don't see significant large expense coming up for the next foreseeable future.
Yeah, as of now, we have this new expansion coming, and as of now, the target is to try and compete it with our internal resources. But if something the board and the management feels that no, it's better to keep some debt also against it, so we may do that. But as of now, the plan is not there.
All right. No, I appreciate it. And again, I think it's great that we are in this strong balance sheet situation, but that also gives us opportunity in case something comes up. So that was the reason. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ketan Chheda, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Rishi, first I'd like to just reconfirm what you mentioned previous couple of participants, that the expansion that you're planning is for 1 lakh kiloliters, of which the phase 1, which is approximately 50%, would be completed by Q1 of 2027. And this, the entire 1 lakh KL capacity will give us an additional revenue of approximately 45 to 50 crores.
Yes.
Okay. And what is the capex, if you could just confirm, for the entire capacity that we have?
It's approximately 160 to 170 crores.
160 to 170 crores. And this we would do entirely from our internal crores.
As of now, the plan is that, yes.
Okay, okay. And any update on the other type of storages that we were looking at, be it LPG or ammonia or hydrogen or something else?
Like I said, we have kept the land aside for that, but as of now, we don't have a contract in place to start building those.
So my question was, because in the past 2 to 3 quarters, we've been discussing, and we are telling that we are exploring multiple opportunities and looking at various options when we are doing the due diligence and all these things. So in that respect, any options that seem viable to us at this point in time?
No, as of now, no, because we have a very clear condition that whoever we tie up with has to give us a back-to-back guarantee for the next 15 years minimum to use the tank.
And we always do a work in phase manner, like these capacities will be completed, then obviously we'll start the another one. It's not feasible to start all the things at one place. After 2-3 months we start, no?
Sorry, I didn't ask that.
No, no, so what? That's what I said, that we have a very, very clear thing that whoever we tie up with for such a high value project, they have to give us a 10 to 15 year commitment for tank utilization. And there are not many companies out there who are willing to do that, so it's taking its own time.
Okay, because then if it is taking such a long time, then on the other hand, we are also kind of end up paying rental judgment with gain to the port, right? So in a way, it's kind of not really yielding while we have the land, which is valuable, but then we are not able to monetize that properly and incurring cost on that.
And I hope that as your management, we don't end up losing you too much money for this decision, but just to let you know that yes, that part is cognizant for us also, and that's why if you see that a large part of that land is already under development for expansion, so we are taking a very, very I would say from our side a very, very calculated call to make sure that you don't use up the land and then reverse it somehow, and also you don't make sure that the amount of money that goes into that is a very small amount as compared to the entire land.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I think in the last call, I appreciated, you know, that you are trying to take your own time to do the due diligence, and take the right steps after considering all the pros and cons. But the only point I was trying to drive is, like, you know, because now that while we want to be prudent enough, but at the same time, that, you know, we are also the, it's an opportunity cost for being the company. But I understand your position. So, you know, the next query I have is, like, you know, with approximately 400 crores in this financial year, and, you know, in another maybe a year or so, you will add up another 10-12% from your expansion. Where will the next growth lever will come for us now? Then? Because as of now, if you see, like, you know, this, the expansion that we are doing is going to kind of, you know, give us an incremental growth of about 10-12%. And then again, we will have some growth which will be equivalent to the inflation. So, you know, is there a lever where we can kind of, you know, increase the growth beyond the inflation beating as well?
Ketanji, the thing is that we are very, very focused on the fact that whatever growth we do, we want to, we are little bit, we do a safe growth, that we don't just expand for the sake of expansion. We want to make sure that there is a viable business there, there is a long-term business there, and it is something that in the end, the money and the returns come back to shareholders. So yeah, while we may be expanding in the same pace as our, maybe some of the other businesses and industries, but we like to do this secured kind of expansion. So do I have a lever right now that suddenly this 400 can go to 800? No, I don't.
Okay. And the dividend that you just answered another participant on the dividend. So which means now, like, going forward, we would start giving out dividends on a regular basis. Is that what your
yes? So next, so starting next year,
right?
That's the plan. Yes.
Okay, but we would be consistent. Like, you know, once we start next year, whenever we start. Then after that, we would be consistent in paying the dividends. Is that what you are hinting at? Or next year is going to be a lot kind of a thing? I just want to get a clarification on that.
No. I don't think the intent is to make it a one-off kind of a thing. No.
Okay. Thank you so much. I wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to the time constraint, that was the last question for today. I would like to hand the conference over to Mr. Rishi Pilani for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us for our Q3 FY26 call. And if there are any further questions, please feel free to reach out to us. Have a good evening. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Ganesh Benzoplast Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.